This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge, soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Labs, located in Grimes, Iowa. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation is supporting farmers suffering from hurricane damage. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmer's Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmer's Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
Hurricane Helene was the deadliest storm in America since 2017, with over 225 lives lost and many others still missing. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says agriculture is an important part of the Southeast and has a long road to recovery.
When we overlay the counties that were impacted and had massive power losses with the ag census data, we see that about $14.8 billion, almost $15 billion in crop and livestock production is generated in the counties affected by Hurricane Helene. Georgia led that pack with almost $6 billion in production value, followed by Florida at $3.06 billion. If we look at some of the commodities that were most in the path of Hurricane Helene, poultry was the hardest hit.
The impact of Helene is going to linger for a long time.
There's a lot of infrastructure damage. I mean, when we think about the cattle industry, which is almost $1 billion in those counties, the dairy industry is almost $500 million in milk. Those facilities lost power. They lost infrastructure. Miles and miles of pasture fencing has been lost, and cattle have been sporadically spread over lots of different pieces of land. They're dumping milk that no longer can be sold because there's no refrigeration.
There are programs available to help farmers who suffered losses.
There's a number of disaster assistance programs authorized through the Farm Bill, one of those being the Tree Assistance Program that will help some farmers, like pecan farmers that face some losses, apple farmers, to help with rehabilitating and replanting orchards. You have the Livestock Indemnity Program, which will help compensate for livestock deaths due to weather. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Frist, which will help with transporting food that was needed to livestock.
For more, visit Farm Bureau's Market Intel page at fb.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.